Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Arrests have been made in a Fairbanks bar shooting. Fairbanks police report that three people were taken into custody Monday in connection with the September 5th shooting at the Bojangles bar that took one man's life and injured another. Police say Tevin Alonza, a Fort Wainwright soldier, was arrested in South Fairbanks and charged with second-degree murder. Two others, Joshua Jermaine Haynes and Gabriel Patrice Haynes, were stopped and arrested along the Parks Highway by Alaska State Troopers on weapons misconduct charges. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that the charges against Gabriel Patrice Haynes have since been dropped. The long winter is making moose ornery. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says it's received numerous reports from Alaskans about encounters with aggressive moose in South Central and on the Kenai in recent weeks. A moose was shot over the weekend at the Alyeska Resort in Girdwood after the animal charged people waiting in a lift line. Anchorage Area State Wildlife Biologist Dave Battle says moose are nutritionally stressed, tired, and irritable at this point in the winter. The Department of Fish and Game cautions Alaskans to yield trails to moose, keep dogs away from them, and not feed the animals. A federal grant will help reduce fine particulate pollution in the Fairbanks North Pole area. The Environmental Protection Agency announced a $2.5 million award this week to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation for a wood and coal stove and boiler changeout program. The state works with the Fairbanks North Star Borough to address local fine particulate pollution, and past changeout programs have removed or replaced over 2,000 units. DEC Air Quality Program Manager Cindy Heil says, like recent versions, the new program will be targeted.
Ensure that the changeouts are happening in the most impacted areas.
The new program, which aims to replace 630 stoves or boilers of an estimated 11,300 in the borough, will also carry additional stipulations.
The requirement for certified installers to install equipment to ensure that the stoves going in are properly sized and installed correctly, like they have enough of a chimney.
Heil says the EPA grant will additionally require education of changeout recipients on how to cleanly operate their new stove or boiler. Finalization of the grant is pending borough completion of a plan to implement it. Heil expects the money to become available in the fall, enabling some changeouts to happen before next winter. The Alaska Senate is looking to make up to $300 million in cuts to the state budget, but APRN and KTOO report that the Senate subcommittees looking to trim state agencies are finding much smaller cuts. The biggest reduction so far was to the Department of Health and Social Services, which saw a $55 million reduction. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki says it was difficult to make the health and social services reductions.
We don't have the perpetual benefit of continued cuts. At some point, there will be someone that is going without a constitutionally required service.
Another substantial cut, $16 million, is to the University of Alaska. Kodiak Republican Senator Gary Stevens says Alaskans may not understand the effect of the reductions.
Although all of these budget cuts are painful and we're sorry to see them happen, we just have got to get the public awareness out there that we have a serious problem and then an inclination in the public to do something about it.
Anchorage Democratic Senator Berta Gardner says cutting the university budget is unwise at a time when the state's need for a better educated workforce is large and growing. Gardner says she doesn't believe $300 million in cuts will make it into the final budget.
I don't see where it's coming from, and I think the House wouldn't tolerate it either.
The House Finance Committee cut the budget by $31 million. The Senate Finance Committee will hear public testimony on the budget Friday. I'm Dan Bross.